Proclamation number 7066, dated the March 14th, 1958. Redeeming strength of Jesus' name. You humans should seek salvation in my name. You should know that you cannot find salvation anywhere else but with me. That you definitely have to acknowledge me myself in Jesus Christ. That you thus have to believe in the divine Savior and his act of mercy. I came to earth myself in Jesus, the human being. Through his mouth I myself instructed the people. My strength manifested itself within him. Through him I performed miracles. I raised the dead to life. I healed the sick and helped people in times of earthly hardship. In him I myself died on the cross. Because Jesus, the human being Jesus, had received me within himself in all fullness. Because he had shaped himself into love and thus became a suitable vessel for me in which I could achieve the act of salvation in order to make amends for the whole of humanity's guilt of sin. Hence the name of Jesus is the name of your God and eternal Father. Hence you have to gather in my name and let me myself dwell amongst you if you want to achieve bliss, which once had made you unspeakably happy, but which you still lack as long as you live on earth. It is therefore not enough just to believe in God, because such faith is indeed the acknowledgement of a Creator who brought everything into existence, including yourselves. However, this faith does not lead you back to him, but you now have to acknowledge the Savior too, who first had made it possible for you to walk the path to your God and Father. And only in this way can you come to your Father. Thus you have to believe in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, only then will you have the right faith, and only then will your faith lead you to salvation, i.e., your soul can only then be returned to its former state, because it needs the help of Jesus Christ for this, and without help it cannot ever reach the goal. Consequently, you have to look for salvation in my name. And then you will also understand why it is necessary to tell people about Jesus Christ, that it is not enough to want to explore or prove the existence of God, because this belief can be gained by every human being looking around himself with open eyes and contemplating creation and its origin. But the main fact is the redeeming strength of Jesus' name. You humans first have to know the significance of the act of salvation so that you then can step under the cross of Jesus and call upon the name of Jesus as the name of your God and Father for the salvation of your souls. Because Jesus' arrival was the dawn of a new era, the time had come when, due to his crucifixion, the gate to the kingdom of light was opened and the first fully redeemed souls could return to the Father. Because many souls stood before the gate to bliss who first had to be freed from their guilt of the original sin in order to dwell once again as blessed spiritual beings where they had originated from. And this final return into the Father's house was made possibly by the divine Savior Jesus Christ, who therefore also has to be acknowledged by every human being who wants to regain his original state. Jesus Christ himself is the gate into the kingdom of heaven, and his name is declared throughout the spheres of light, for I myself am within him, he and I are one. And anyone who utters the name of Jesus with profound devotion speaks to me directly, and I shall truly bring salvation to him. And therefore you will not make a wrong request when you say the name of Jesus with complete faith and thus submit your request to me myself. Because when you believe in him and his act of salvation, you will also have become redeemed from your encumbering original sin, and then my love will prove itself to you again, and your childlike call upon my name will also ensure that I will hear you and grant your request. I am always and forever your God and Creator, but I could only become your Father through the act of salvation, because only then could you receive the strength to change of your own free will into perfect beings. Only then could you turn from living creations into my children. If you use free will to return to me, and only with my death on the cross could this free will be strengthened. Therefore your salvation rests solely in my name. Therefore you will only then be on the path of return to me when you have taken the path to Jesus Christ, because only this path leads to me, back into the Father's house. Amen.